Hello and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. It works best when you listen on the radio and then use our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. That way you can read along and hear the words spoken at the same time. You can even print out the stories and save the audio for later. Now, on to today's program. First, rising energy prices are at the top of our concerns. Experts say the uneasy situation in Iraq is adding to the cost of oil. Then we will travel to the northern part of the United States to hear about energy production there. While much of the story can be considered good news, there are some problems that need to be solved. There you have it, two stories that, in a roundabout way, have an effect on our lives. As It is coming to you from Washington. Over the past few days, world oil prices have risen to their highest levels of the year. The high prices come as violence in Iraq threatens to reduce that country's oil exports. Iraq is a major oil-producing nation, and a stoppage of Iraqi oil exports could have a major effect on energy prices. But as we hear from Mario Ritter, energy experts say there is no reason to get worried just yet.
Iraq belongs to the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, better known as OPEC. In fact, Iraq is OPEC's second biggest oil producer. It produces more than 3 million barrels of oil every day. That is why a militant offensive in oil-producing areas of northern Iraq shocked energy markets last week. But the threat may not be as serious as some observers think. A lot depends on how long the unrest lasts. Andrew Rickey works for Levick Energy, a research business. He thinks Americans will see only a small increase in gasoline and heating oil prices.
The real impact that it'll have on the United States is that it's going to empower the arguments of advocates for energy independence, energy stability, and clean energy sources.
Oil prices have changed little over the past 4 years. One reason is lower demand for oil in developed countries. Another is the rise in alternative fuel sources, including biofuel and ethanol from plants. There is also the possibility of currently undeveloped oil fields from Libya to Iran. John Kemp writes on energy issues for the Reuters News Service.
First of all, we saw South Sudan, then Libya, then Nigeria. Iran's oil has been kept, largely off the market by sanctions. And now we're seeing mounting problems in Iraq, all of which means that you can see lots of oil in future. But in the near term, the market remains, fairly balanced.
But Andrew Rickey says much will depend on whether Islamic militants are able to permanently occupy Iraqi territory.
If the whole country goes back into insurgent hands, then I think it's not going to be a good thing. But, all bets are off. Any instability is not going to be a good thing for hydrocarbon fuels.
The threat of unrest has helped push prices for future oil purchases to highs not seen since last September. But the threat of a cut in Iraqi oil exports may be limited. Energy experts say the country's most productive oil fields are to the south, in areas opposed to the Sunni-led militants. I'm Mario Ritter.
North Dakota is the second largest oil-producing American state after Texas. Companies remove about 1 million barrels of crude, unprocessed oil from the Bakken Formation every day. The formation, an area filled with shale and other rocks, covers parts of western North Dakota and eastern Montana. Much of the crude oil leaves the area by train, but several accidents have raised concerns about the method of transportation and the oil itself. Jonathan Evans has more.
Last July, a train pulling 72 tank cars wrecked in the Canadian town of Lac Megantic. The wreck caused an explosion and fire that killed 47 people. The crude oil in the tank cars came from the Bakken Formation. Several accidents since then have raised concerns about the explosive nature of Bakken crude oil. The U.S. Department of Transportation recently ordered shippers to test Bakken oil to make sure it is correctly identified before shipping. But several studies have found that Bakken oil is no more dangerous than other U.S. oil. Jeff Hume is vice chairman of Continental Resources, an oil production company.
From what we've tested and what we've gotten, it fits the specification that PHMSA has today for the rail cars we're shipping it in. So under today's rules, we're moving it in a proper container.
About 70% of North Dakota and Montana crude oil is transported by train. Kerry Cutting is vice president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. She says shippers and producers are following government rules.
All of those federal regulations that have been followed by Bakken since we started producing Bakken, as far as classifying it, putting it in rail cars, moving it safely, all of the things that the shippers and the producers have to do before it goes into that rail car, all of those rules were followed.
The safety concerns about rail transportation have shown the need for more oil pipelines. But North Dakota State University economist Dean Bongsund says oil pipelines are in short supply.
A big issue in the state right now is the lack of pipeline capacity, and that the pipeline capacity to take the crude oil out of the state ends up with large price discounts. So the industry is now moving crude oil out of the state using rail.
The proposed Keystone XL pipeline would connect pipes from Canada to the southern United States. Under the plan, 100,000 barrels of Bakken crude oil would flow each day to a proposed link in the town of Baker, Montana. Dean Bongsund talks about the proposal.
Some of the crude that's coming through our existing pipelines would get moved through that, therefore displacing and adding, you know, existing capacity to some of the pipelines we already have in place.
But concerns about the environmental risks of the Keystone XL pipeline have delayed the plan. The price of shipping crude oil by rail usually costs more than pipelines. But some companies still like that method because trains can reach more oil processing centers than existing pipelines.
Jonathan Evans with that report. Now, before we move aside for more Learning English programs and world news at the beginning of the hour, here are a few things that happened on this date in history. On June 18, 1913, Sammy Kahn was born. He was a famous American composer who wrote such great songs as Three Coins in the Fountain, All the Way, and Call Me Irresponsible. On this date in 1983, radio stations were playing the song Ride Sally Ride in honor of a 32-year-old physicist and pilot who became the first American woman in space. Her name was, appropriately enough, Sally Ride. And that's it for this edition of As It Is. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Please come back tomorrow. You are listening to The Voice of America.